Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 274, Top of the Day to You, quiz-like people. This episode is all about having a listen back to all of the moments that Steph freaked out, panicked, was a nervous wreck in the middle of all quizzes that take place in We Are the Watchers. A lot of fun, do enjoy, and we'll catch up again next week. We know what this quiz is already, but I'm going to say the name anyway. Are these stars left-handed? So you just say yes or no.
Okay.
Jennifer Lawrence. She's quirky. She's fun. Yeah. She's an actress. Trips over whilst getting Oscars.
I'm going to say right-handed.
Left-handed.
Ah.
She's left-handed.
I thought she was too left-handed to be left-handed.
Yeah, yeah, you overthought it. You overthought it. Yeah.
I'm not good with 50-50. I'm not good with true or false.
We'll see how you go with this one. Madonna.
Left. Right. I meant right.
Okay.
I said left, but I meant right.
No. She's right. She's right-handed, yes. What about Queen Elizabeth II? I don't know about the first. Don't ask me about her. Did not look her up.
Oh, I'm trying to think back to episodes of The Crown.
I was looking up photographs on Google.
Left.
You're really bad at 50-50. No, she's right-handed.
You know what I do? I make up my mind and then I switch it.
Oh, don't do it.
So I go, Queen Elizabeth. Okay. She's right-handed. No, she's not. She's left.
Answer this one really quickly then. Brad Pitt.
Left.
Yes. That's good. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Right.
Left.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Very creative.
We may have seen it. No, because she was always typing on her laptop in Sex and the City, wasn't she?
Yeah, but we see her signing something, don't we?
It's been a long time. So I need to watch the series
signing
again.
Signing books.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'll just watch that episode. And finally, the Queen is not left-handed, is Prince William.
No. Yes.
Which one? You just gave me two answers.
In my head, he's right-handed. He's very right-handed, but your face is telling me he's left-handed.
He's left-handed.
He's left-handed. The future king is left-handed. Yeah. I'm going to remember that for when I get this quiz again in 20 years.
Yeah, and in 2 months when I forget that we've done it already. Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
Kind of.
I got one correct.
Yeah. The others you were... Yeah.
I'm not good at
yes,
true
no,
or
no,
false.
Yes, yes, no.
I need to just give you an actual
you do.
Answer.
And the Brad Pitt one was perfect, right? Yeah. Straight out, yes.
Put me under the clock and I'm better.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'll do the French and Saunders.
Oh, that song gives me stress.
Love it. Love that so much. Let's get into a quiz. Pet names in TV shows. So these shows, I was going to do sitcoms and then I started getting a little sidetracked. So it's just like comedies. Okay. They have pets and
yep.
You've got to tell me.
What the pet's name is.
I've got an either or if you're finding it difficult.
Okay. All right. Gosh, I like these contingency plans.
Yeah, always. The Jetsons dog. So the Jetsons cartoon, meet George Jetson.
Now,
what was the dog's name?
It wasn't Elroy. Elroy was the son. Rosie was the robot.
This is really good.
George was the father. give me the letter it starts with.
A.
Astro.
Yeah.
I got that. You just go.
It's good. What about the Full House dog? Now, that dog was probably a golden retriever. I don't think it was a Labrador. I think it was a golden retriever. Do you want either or?
Did they have a dog?
Do you want either or?
Okay.
Moon or comet?
Comet.
Yes. The cat in Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Salem.
Notice I didn't say their pet because not really because he was a witch that had been in trouble.
And naughty.
Was, yeah, was made into a cat called Salem. Side note, our mother's favourite character in that whole show still talks about Salem the cat. And that was from the 90s.
Love it.
She loves it.
Poppet. The poppet. This puppet sitting on the kitchen bench.
Yeah.
Love that, that character.
That's my favourite character. Oh, I've written this incorrectly, but it doesn't matter. You'll know. Inspector Gadget's dog. Well, we know it wasn't his dog. It was Penny's dog.
Yeah, it
dog.
Was Penny's dog.
Do you want either or?
I want either or, please.
Point Dexter or Brain?
Point Dexter. Brain. Oh, I went Brain in my head first and I switched.
So in your brain, you went Brain and then you went, your brain went, I'm the only brain around here. Thank you very much. The Simpsons dog. Do you want?
They had a dog and a cat. I want either or, please.
Santa's Little Helper or Santa's Little Elf?
Santa's Little Helper. Correct. And then they got Santa's Little Helper 2.
I think that was actually theirs for longer, right?
Yeah,
it was the second one that was. The Brady Bunch's dog, which was not in a.
Tiger.
Yes.
Yep. And Cindy or Bobby was allergic to the.
Yeah, that's right. They had to.
Had to get rid of them.
Yeah. But do you think it was just because it was too hard to have a dog there doing stuff?
They had 6 kids on set plus a dog.
Yeah.
Like,
and Alice would have been the worst.
Alice would have been the worst.
No, you know Alice. You know Alice.
Yep.
Was the most prepared. You just know it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
More than Florence.
Oh, yeah.
More than Bob.
Yeah.
Robert. More than the kids because they're all busy doing teenage and kids stuff.
Yeah.
It was Alice.
She was prepared.
Yeah. Every day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
She came to work.
She came to work and she was given like 45 minutes to do her scene.
Yep.
And that was it.
And it was because there was just Ann B. Marshall, I think. Was that her name? Ann B. Davis. Ann B. Davis.
Yes.
And she would have had to have gotten her stuff done quickly because those kids take ages.
I think they would have taken forever. Gotten distracted.
Stop looking at the camera.
Yep. What? Yeah, Little Rascals.
Little Rascals, yeah. Yeah, stop looking at the camera, love.
Darla.
Stop looking at the camera. I think that was a brilliant quiz and you did very well.
Thank you. When you said it's about pets on TV, my first thought was.
Salem?
No, Brady Bunch.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And in my head I'm like, I don't know any other shows that have pets.
Brady Bunch had had it for like 4 episodes, if that. Can't think of any. There's no other show that had a pet.
There is not one. I mean, I completely forgot about the Full Houses.
Mm, you did. That was funny until I said the name Comet and you were like, oh, yeah.
I know the name, but I can't remember the dog ever. Maybe they were only in a few episodes.
Nah.
Check their IMDb's.
What movie is this character from? It's a Julia Roberts edition, so I'm going to give you the name of the movie.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give you 2 options, a real name or a fake name.
Okay.
Steel Magnolias.
Yeah. Okay.
You know it?
If you say it, I'll know it.
Okay. Dawn or Shelby?
Shelby.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
That's good.
Only because I know that movie really well.
Yeah. I think I only watched it a couple of times because it got sad.
It's really sad.
There, no, I can't. I can't talk about other movies because they may be in the quiz.
Okay.
Eat, Pray, Love.
Uh-oh.
Ellen or Liz?
I haven't.
You know what?
Watched them. Is Liz the author of the real book?
And what's the book about?
Eating in Italy, praying in.
Whose experience?
Bali. Oh, Liz's. Liz. It's Liz.
It's Liz.
That's good because I've was going to really say good. Ellen.
I was so impressed that you were like, the author is Liz. I'm like, I never remember author's names.
I 100% was going to say Ellen,
oh,
though.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Don't give me clues unless okay, I ask okay. for them.
All right. Sleeping with the Enemy, which is a movie that I did watch over and over again.
Laura!
Yes. Okay. So... Yes. And do you know what I did? I actually gave you options, even though I knew you wouldn't need them. But Laura, and then her other name was Sarah. So I picked Jenny and Sam, but I knew that the Laura
I know. Was that's a bit that you were gonna, I was gonna be. If he didn't yell that like that,
you have
in
no
the movie,
idea. I would have no idea. I don't even remember Sarah. I just remember Laura.
I don't remember Sarah.
Erin Brockovich. This is a bit where I was like, she's going to panic. She's going to have none right. I've got to throw her a bone.
Erin.
Good.
I think.
Oh, my God. Okay. This is the latest one with George Clooney. Okay. It's called Ticket to Paradise. Not Ticket to Ride the Board Game.
Okay.
Can you imagine a movie adaptation of Ticket to Ride the Board Game?
Would be very slow.
Yeah. Is her name in this film Georgia or Amy?
Oh.
Whilst you're thinking, she's got a very iconic walk. It's a slightly awkward walk, and I like it.
Who, Georgia or Amy?
Oh, no, I meant Julia.
I tried to get it out of you.
Damn it, she said.
I don't know. I can feel myself getting really hot.
You've gone red. You know the stakes are so low there aren't any, right? Okay, just checking.
There are Georgia stakes. I've gotten Amy. Everything right up until
you
now.
You have actually, Georgia or Amy.
It's Amy.
No.
Georgia. Do you know, in my head I was going, Georgia, Georgia, Georgia. And at the last moment I'm like, nah, it's Amy.
Oh, it's okay. You got one more. One more that you can.
Redeem myself
Well,
on.
You can't get 100% anymore. But
thanks for rubbing it in.
Okay. Hook, Wendy or Tinkerbell? You only have to think about the film tonight.
Tinkerbell.
Yes.
Yes. You know why? Because I remember Julia's awkward walk as Tinkerbell. You gave me a clue there.
Why is her walk? It's awkward, but it's so endearing. Is it just because it's hers?
Yeah.
Is it because she smiles, the Julia Roberts smile while she does the walk?
Yeah, and there's something about the shoulders with it. The shoulders join in with the walk.
It's kind of like she never wears high heels. Outside of films. But then you see her do the walk without high heels.
Yeah, it's just her. It's just her.
I love it. She's so good.
Yeah.
I want to watch a Julia movie now.
Yeah. I want to see this Ticket to Paradise.
Yeah, not Ticket to Ride.
No.
But Ticket to Paradise. George Clooney getting the gang back together again.
Do it.
Do you want your quiz now?
I love my quiz.
This is called, what reality show is this? I just Googled the name of reality show and you know how it gives you the little synopsis?
Oh, fun. Okay.
You've got to try and figure out.
Doing it.
This is a Canadian reality TV series that shows a group of staff members serving a slew of elite clientele at an ultra-luxurious ski lodge.
Timber Creek Lodge.
Yes, correct.
That's Leah's.
I had to put it in there, right?
Of course you did.
Because I want to tell you something.
Do it.
It surprised me, and I don't know why, but this year so far, that's one of the highest downloaded episodes of The Watchers.
Stop it.
I don't know why.
Oh, my gosh. We must have mentioned them in it and then they all got their friends to listen, perhaps.
Well, you know the Australian, I don't, it's okay, it's fine.
The
it's
Australian
fine,
guy
fine.
That we.
No, the Australian girl who was really into cleaning toilets, like no one could clean toilets like her.
Yes, she actually enjoyed.
Yeah, she enjoyed toilets. Our Instagram.
Louise?
Maybe.
Okay.
She looks like Louise. She really enjoyed some of our Instagram posts. for a while. I haven't seen it for a
Why not?
But yeah.
You know, it's a classy show, that one. That synopsis kind of talks it up.
It talks it up way more.
Yeah, what you said and what I know of the show didn't quite fit.
No.
But I thought I'd go out on a limb.
Yeah, no, you did. You did very, very well. This next one is a reality TV show. I didn't need to say those sentences. That this reality show uses a progressive elimination format to narrow down a field of 20 to 12 aspiring chefs.
Top chef.
Then down to one single winner over the course of one season.
It could be anything. Top chef.
It really could be. Now that I read it. Yeah, Hell's Kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah. It really could be.
Why would it go down to 12?
No, between 20 and 12.
Okay.
And then it whittles down to.
That could be any.
Yeah, that could be. Could
coffee
be
show?
It could be a coffee show. It could be a coffee show. This one is not a synopsis.
Mm-hmm.
It's the introduction.
Okay.
Not to the opposites. This is the true story of seven strangers picked to live in a house and have their lives taped to find out what happens when people stop being polite
and start getting real.
The real world. Insert city.
That was really good.
That was really, really good. A top secret singing competition.
Stop it. Secret singing competition?
Shh, no one even knows
don't
it exists.
Tell them that I won that top secret show. Oh, it's The Masked Singer.
I can't stop clapping. It's all going to be distorted, but I can't stop it. Oh, God.
I liked my reaction then.
That was very good.
In the midst of making fun of it, I got it.
A group of contestants are stranded in a remote location.
Survivor, isn't it? Survivor.
But I put it in there because it could have also been I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Could have been. But I didn't let you go any further.
You did. You got it. Well, I only had like three words
people
left.
People listening must be so annoyed because I keep jumping in. I am their worst nightmare when they're trying to join do a quiz.
Yeah, The Masked Singer was probably one that they either got straight away whilst you were like making fun of it. Or they were still going through the thought process.
I'll give it a second. I won't jump in this time.
Oh, I don't know how to. Okay. This is a hard one. I'm going to have to change it up a little bit,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
Five blokes from the land who in Australia choose three to four women to bring back to live on their land and date for a
awful.
Short. Oh, should I just read the sentence then?
It's Farmer Wants a Wife.
Yeah.
It? Yeah.
Five farmers who own land in Australia choose three to four women to bring back to live on their farm and date for a short period before they choose just one to continue dating and in the end in hopes to find love. But, I mean, if you read the synopsis for The Bachelor, that's pretty creepy too.
Oh, it's so creepy. But that Farmer Wants a Wife one sounds like I'm a dodgy serial killer.
Mm.
I'm going to bring these women back, I'm dating them, but I'm actually just getting free labor out of them because nobody goes on a farm without having to be made to do work.
Yeah, I know.
And then when I've kind of gotten the work done because maybe the season's wrapping up, oh, sorry, I'm not dating you anymore.
But I'm angry you're dead.
Yeah.
Mm.
And nobody knows because I'm on a remote farm.
Now, just really quickly, I'm just going to read off the list of those shows. Yep. You say watched or not watched.
Okay. As in a whole season or?
No. Just have you watched.
Okay.
Timber Creek Lodge.
Yeah, of course.
Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
Real World.
Yeah.
Masked Singer.
No.
Survivor.
Like the first season.
Farmer Wants a Wife.
No.
Yeah, okay. Interesting. Isn't that interesting that some of them are so well, like their premise?
Yeah.
Their catch is so strong that people who have never seen it know it.
Yeah, or from the ads, you know what it's talking about.
Oh, yeah, true.
Masked Singer. Like.
Yeah, they're a masked singer. Yep. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You got all of those. I'm just going to move my laptop away because we're about to get into the quiz and I don't want you to look at the answers. This quiz is called Which City Are These Housewives From?
Oh my God, I'm so
See what
excited.
I mean? See what I mean?
So
it's everything that you need and that you're good at. Yeah, very excited hands and everything. Okay.
Okay. Right, I'm going to have to concentrate because, you know, there are a lot of Lisas in The Housewives.
Mm, there are.
She says with so much knowledge.
Yeah. Melissa, Georgia, or Gorga.
Gorga.
Gorga. Melissa,
I can answer,
Gorga.
But you keep going. Finish the question. Well, that's only
it.
One person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You just need to tell me.
The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh, so good. Okay. Janet Roach.
The Real Housewives of Melbourne.
You know, she's.
Did you think you were going to trick me on that one?
No. I was like, I'm just going to try and put a few different ones in here. But what I'm enjoying is that you are recognizing it straight away and you're pausing. But even the pause is difficult for you because you just want to say.
It's really difficult.
Okay. Lisa Rinna.
Count one, two, three. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills, that's right. Dorit Kemsley.
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Are they still, do they fight, those two?
Do
they have a little fight with each other?
Just Lisa Rinna fights with everyone.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Dorinda Medley.
Was that a long enough pause?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay. Dorinda Medley was on The Real Housewives of New York City. And she has famously been put on pause by Andy Cohen. So Housewives.
On pause? What does that mean?
Well, she's the only one that's ever had it done because Housewives, if Andy and Bravo no longer want you there, they fire you. But it makes it seem as though you just decided you didn't want to continue with it, but you've been fired. Dorinda.
Did she do something?
No. They all do something. Her last season. She was drunk a lot of the time.
Oh, okay.
I would really like her until she gets drunk. She gets nasty and quite scary.
Is that the season where they go, I mean, they always go on holiday, but they go to like a beach house or something with each other. And what's her name? Luann?
Oh, yeah.
And she's so drunk she falls in the bush.
It's not that one. And
Bethany was... really not impressed with anyone.
But there's been a few of those ones.
All right.
There was one that Bethany was really not impressed with people and they call it Scary Island because everybody went a bit.
Is it that one? Am I talking about or is this a different
but
one?
But Luann has gotten drunk at other ones and fallen into bushes.
Oh, okay.
Dorinda.
Yes.
Not that one, but she, famously was not fired by Andy Cohen. So when he called her up to say, you're not going to be in the next season of New York, I'm not firing you. I'm putting you on pause. It hasn't taken her off pause.
Because I saw a photograph of her. She was at the BravoCon.
She was at BravoCon.
So she can't be dead to them.
And wait for it. At one of the panels called Ask Andy, she was in the audience, stood up at the microphone and said... Everyone wants to know, when are you going to take Dorinda off pause?
I got a lot of time for that.
I do too.
That's really good. Final one, Portia Williams. Portia Williams.
The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Is she still in it?
Yes.
Okay.
As far as I know, I think I'm a season behind on Atlanta, but she's there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. You did very well. You got every single one and also gave us some of their backstories.
I could do a backstory on every single one of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, next time you give me a housewives quiz, can do more than 6 questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
This is really fun.
Okay, fine. Maybe we'll do a special then. That was all very good. And if anybody wants to ask any questions about housewives, get onto the Watchers podcast on Instagram. And send a DM and Steph will message you back.
I'll message you and we'll have a nice little chit-chat about housewives.
Yeah, I like that. That sounds really nice. And on that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Am I on pause?